It's Robin and Maynard.
Packed with suspense. Packed with heartwarming pathos.
Turn it off.
Good God, what got into you?
It's just too nerve-wracking.
All right, time now is 7:24, and Carlo, a big happy good morning from Robin and Maynard.
Now look, I want to ask you one question. You claim your base audience is what, 25 to 55?
25 to 54, yes.
So what the hell are you sending me to a goddamn cartoon for kids that are 6 to 10? That's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, you know, a lot of the people in our audience have children, and they need to know if this is an acceptable... Part, were you clearing your nose there?
Yeah.
In the middle of my explanation, you were clearing your nose.
Can't help it. I got another head cold, goddammit.
Yeah. I guess my question...
It's acceptable for kids, yeah. For me, no.
You have to think of the youth, you know. They're going to be the kids that are going to be taking over where you leave off.
Oh, it must have been hell for you this weekend. Well, tell me about Rugrat du Paris.
They tore the goddamn joint apart.
Oh, the Rugrats did?
Yeah.
And did you really enjoy the film?
No, I had a gutting.
A little dyspeptic for you?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, was there a great story behind this?
This one gal, the old bitch, she wanted to become the head honcho. So she plotted to marry the Rugrats' dad, but they threw a monkey wrench, and she married this cute little Japanese girl who was really good to kids. But she hated kids.
Well, wait a minute. We had two women getting married?
Well, he wound up, the Rugrats' dad, he wound up married a young girl.
I see.
Hey, Carlo.
What?
Was this hard to look at? Was it difficult to focus?
Really bright, bright colors.
It's really bright, isn't it?
All right. Well, Carlo, how many thumbs are you going to give this one? Which way are they going?
Nothing.
Nothing? You have to give it something. It has to go some direction.
Well, to me, it was just... a blur of color just about drove me nuts. And I get outside, I damn near drown in the rain. I didn't bring my raincoat with me.
Yeah. So a blur of colors, but how many thumbs and which way are they going?
Well, for all the fancy cinematography, what the hell everyone you call it, give it one thumb up.
The photography, there was no photography, it was a cartoon.
Yes, it was. Everybody was a cartoon character.
So how could there be photography involved, cinematography?
Well, I don't know what the hell you call it, the sub bitch draw the cartoon with one thumb up. I'm going to sleep.
All right, see
Goodbye.
Ya.
Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
If you steal gasoline, your license will be revoked in the state of Washington.
Yeah. Will it? Yeah, it's like horse thief.
Yeah, it really is. They should do worse to you than that.
Yeah.
But I'm a...
You're what?
Well, I don't know. Good morning.
Can we go to the crime line? Who's this?
Is this the Headline Channel?
Headline Channel, yes. Yeah. It's Headline Radio News.
This drops to Lee Grimman, Seattle's toughest cop, right?
Yeah, you are.
I got a news flash for the DJs. Are they there?
Yeah.
You know, these high gas prices around town are causing a new wave of an old crime.
Hadn't heard about it. What's going on?
The old pump and run. That's right.
Okay.
I'm talking about gas theft, petroleum pilfering, fuel filching. You listen to me, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You can pump and you can run, but you can't hide from the law.
How's that, sir?
That's right. Because I'm working undercover as the Texaco man all week, and if I catch anybody trying to gas up and drive off... I'll give you gas and drive it home.
How's that?
By giving you a premium high-test, high-pressure colonic. A nozzle full of 92 octane delivered straight to your sigmoid, dude.
Is that right?
You'll feel a fire down below. That's right.
Yeah.
Right before I light a match and blow your guts all over the street.
Wow! That's some serious
you
business.
You heard of gas and go?
Yeah.
Well, this is gas and go, boom.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's right.
Yeah.
I see.
And I'll send a bill for cleaning up the mess of your family at the trailer park.
All right, sir.
Oh, I'm the cop at Texaco. I work from Maine to Mexico. I'm Officer Lee Grimman, and I'm pumping Ethel.
Yeah.
How are you? Oh, you even play a little song.
Oh, my God.
Look at you.
We got everything for your car.
Now, congratulations on your
what
record.
What are you? What are you, a cop or a gas station attendant?
Shut up.
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Dave Ross.
Shut up!
I'm Officer Lee Grimman, and I'm pumping Ethel.
Yeah.
How are you?
I would like to have the strength of a gorilla.